So hello everyone and welcome to the Unmasked India podcast. I'm your host Jay Krishna Gadvi, and recently I started reading a book. Well, I have not finished it yet, but the first chapter itself is worth sharing with you guys. So let's start with the story of the first chapter. This story is of Charles Bukowski. He was an alcoholic, a womanizer, a gambler, and on his worst days, he was a poet. He wanted to be a writer, but everyone rejected. His work was almost rejected by every magazine, newspaper, journal, agent he submitted to. They said his work was horrible, crude, disgusting. Well, as the piles of rejection slips started to increase, the weight of his failure pushed him deep into alcohol-fueled depression that would follow him for the rest of his life. Charles had a day job as a letter filer at post office and got paid in pennies, which he spent most of it on alcohol and gambling. Often he would drink alone and hammer out poetry on his old typewriter. And often he would wake up on floor passed out from last night. He spent 30 years of his life like this, most of it in blur of alcohol, drugs and gambling. Then, when Charles was 50, after a failure of lifetime and self-guilt, an editor of a small independent publishing house took a strange interest in him. The editor couldn't offer Charles much money or much promise of sales, but he had a weird affection for the drunk loser. So he decided to take a chance on him. For Charles, it was the first and only real shot he had ever got, and he realized probably the only shot he would ever get. Charles wrote to the editor, "I have two choices, stay in this office and go crazy, or stay out there and play as a writer and star. Well, I have decided to star." Upon signing the contract, Charles wrote his first novel. It was called simply Post Office. In dedication, he wrote, "Dedicated to nobody." Charles had finally made it as a writer, a novelist, and a poet. He would go on and publish 6 novels and hundreds of poems, selling over 2 million copies of his books. His popularity defied everyone's expectations, especially his own. Well, stories like this are bread and butter for our cultural narrative. Charles's life describes everyone's dream. A man fights for what he wants, never gives up, and eventually achieves his wildest dreams. It's practically a movie waiting to happen. We look at his story and say, there's a man who never gave up and finally achieved the extraordinary. But then why, on his tombstone, the message says, "Don't try"? Well, here's why. See, despite the book sales and the fame, Charles was still a failure and he knew it. And his success came not from some determination to be a winner, but from the fact that he was a loser. He accepted it and honestly wrote about it. He never tried to be anything other than what he was. The reason of his success was his simple ability to be completely honest with himself, especially the worst parts of himself. Well, one can say that the comfort with yourself for what you are will be the reason for your success. Even after his fame and success, he got drunk every night, often showed up to poetry readings and verbally abused people in his audience. Fame and success did not make him a better person, nor it was by becoming a better person that he became successful. Self-improvement and success often occur together, but that doesn't mean that they are the same thing. Our culture today is obsessively focused on unrealistically positive expectations. Be happier, be wealthier, be the best, better than the rest, be smarter, faster, richer, popular, productive, and God knows what else. But when you stop and think about the reality, all the positive stuff we hear all the time is actually fixating on what we lack. We learn about the best ways to make money because we feel we don't have enough money. You stand in front of a mirror and say to yourself you are beautiful because you don't think you are beautiful. Ironically, this fixation on the positive, on what's better, only reminds us of what we are not over and over again, of what we should have been, but we are not. So I should say, accepting us as we are and being honest about it is the only path to success. There's no thing such as fake it till you make it. The only one you are faking it is to yourself, and the longer you do it, the longer you delay your success. So that's it for today. See you in the next podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you liked it, share it with your friends and family. Be safe, be happy, and be yourself.